You are listening to a University of North Carolina Kidney Center podcast. I'm Dr. Ronald Falk, the director of the Kidney Center. Our goal is to help you better understand kidney disease. Today, we'll be talking about a disease known as IgA nephropathy, or IgA glomerulonephritis. Joining us today is our patient, Paul, who has some questions about his disease.
Thanks for taking time out of your day, Dr. Falk, to visit with me. I've recently been diagnosed with IgA nephropathy. I don't understand the disease. Can you tell me what is IgA nephropathy?
IgA nephropathy is a kind of kidney disease in which the filtering units of the kidney, known as glomeruli, are injured. They're injured because of the deposition of an immunoglobulin known as IgA being deposited within the filter itself. Normally, IgA is part of your defense mechanism for mucosal immunity. That's the immunoglobulin that comes, for example, from your tonsils and adenoids and other parts of your gastrointestinal tract. Why the IgA immunoglobulin becomes deposited in the kidney is not clear, but it may have something to do with alterations in the structure of this immunoglobulin. Regardless, what happens is that the immunoglobulin, IgA, deposits within these glomeruli and incites an inflammatory reaction, which ends up hurting or damaging the filters themselves.
How did I get this? Where did it come from?
Unfortunately, we really don't know the proximal cause of this glomerular disease or of many other glomerular diseases. To a certain extent, some of IgA nephropathy is a genetic disease. There are families, for example, in whom many members of that family develop IgA glomerulonephritis. But it is most likely that IgA nephropathy is a consequence of an abnormal kind of IgA molecule in combination with perhaps an infection of some kind. For instance, you know that when you developed inflammation or an infection in your pharynx, streptococcal disease, strep pharyngitis, for example, or inflammation of your skin, an infection of your skin, the IgA glomerulonephritis may flare. So it's likely that there's some association between this abnormal processing of IgA and the development of infectious diseases.
Recently, I've seen blood in my urine, and that is really a scary event. Why am I bleeding?
IgA nephropathy is most commonly associated with microscopic hematuria. That is, blood that's only detected in the urine when your kidney doctor looks under the microscope and sees that there's blood in the urine. Macroscopic hematuria, or blood that you can see, is truly very upsetting. But it's important to distinguish blood from urological causes, the kidney, the ureter, the bladder, from bleeding that's associated with glomerular disease, with those damage to those filters. Blood that comes from glomerular bleeding, as in IgA nephropathy, looks tea-colored or Coca-Cola-colored. Blood that comes or emanates from the bladder or ureters is typically pretty red-looking and may or may not have clots. But any blood in the urine is very upsetting and indicates, in terms of IgA nephropathy, a substantial amount of inflammation in many of those glomeruli or many of those filters.
How do I know for sure that this disease is IgA nephropathy?
The best way of knowing is, in fact, after you have had a kidney biopsy. It is really only a kidney biopsy that will allow us to determine for sure whether your form of kidney disease, your form of glomerular disease, is really attributable to this IgA deposition within the filters. One can take a guess as to whether or not you have IgA on the basis of the fact that this is one of the most common forms of glomerular disease worldwide. It typically occurs in Asians and Caucasians, much more so than African Americans. And unfortunately, it affects people like you in the prime of their lives. But in fact, the best way of knowing about it is to find blood in the urine that prompts a kidney biopsy that leads to the diagnosis of IgA nephropathy.
I've read a little bit of information about IgA nephropathy, and it seems like allergies or food allergies might be a contributing factor. Is that true?
There are some types of food that in any given individual may make this disease worse. It's very unclear whether there are certain foods that cause this disease. There are elimination diets in which all foods become bland and new foods are reintroduced one by one to see whether or not they cause the disease to worsen, that is, more blood in the urine. But it's really uncommon for individuals to be able to identify specific food or food groups that cause this disease or make it worse. For the most part, I would not concentrate on types of food with respect to this disease.
Am I going to need to be on drugs?
In some cases, IgA nephropathy is best served by the use of immunosuppressive drugs. There are a number of protocols. Some protocols using pulses of methylprednisolone and then alternate-day steroids. Some protocols using steroids and more potent immunosuppressive drugs, and other kinds of protocols in which a drug called CellCept or mycophenolate mofetil have been used. There are very few studies that prove that any of these kinds of therapies are maximally effective. That is, one form of therapy is better than the other, and it is here that you must talk with your kidney doctor so that they may individualize the kind of immunosuppressive therapy for your precise disease. For the most part, the use of blood pressure drugs, such as those that are angiotensin-converting enzyme inhibitors or angiotensin receptor blockers that decrease the amount of protein in the urine, seem to be the first line of therapy, and I would use those before I considered any kind of immunosuppressive or immunomodulatory drug.
Can altering my diet help the effects of the disease on my kidney?
For all kidney diseases, it's important to avoid salt. Sodium, that is most commonly present in processed foods, can drive up your blood pressure, and high blood pressure makes all forms of kidney disease substantially worse. So the most important thing to tell you is be very careful about the amount of salt that you eat. Whether there's a specific food that actually causes this disease we've talked about, but I wouldn't really alter my diet if I had IgA nephropathy per se. Another question comes, how much protein should I eat in my diet? There too, this must be individualized. For if you're losing protein in your urine, you don't want to go on a severe protein calorie restricted diet, or you'll develop protein calorie malnutrition.
Could fish oil be helpful as part of my treatment?
Fish oils were pioneered by a wonderful nephrologist from the Mayo Clinic by the name of James Donadio. In his studies from the Mayo Clinic, he showed, in fact, that fish oils may be helpful in some patients. There have been other studies that have not been able to support Dr. Donadio's initial observations. But for the most part, omega-3 fatty acids are useful for a number of disorders, including high levels of triglycerides, hypertriglyceridemia. They may help your heart health and may be of some benefit, probably only minor benefit, in patients with IgA nephropathy. They can be easily obtained by your physician or by careful consultation from health food stores. Be careful with whatever kind of fish oil you use that it doesn't have a lot of vitamin A in it. Taking too much vitamin A can be dangerous. But for the most part, fish oils are probably not going to hurt you and may help.
I have heard that some physicians recommend having my tonsils removed. Will that help eliminate IgA nephropathy? Is that something that you recommend?
Well, not at this time. Adults who have tonsillectomies have a very big operation, not just pain, but also substantial morbidity. There is very weak evidence that tonsillectomies truly help in patients with IgA nephropathy. This has been a procedure pushed in Japan. The studies, however, are poor. There isn't a very good side-by-side comparison of how patients do with tonsillectomy or standard therapy. I, for one, would never have my tonsils removed if I had IgA nephropathy, unless my tonsils were really bothering me for another reason. For example, numerous infections, numerous episodes of tonsillitis. So, at this point in time, I do not recommend tonsillectomy.
If I prohibit my body from becoming dehydrated, will that help prolong the damage to my kidneys?
Dehydration can affect your kidneys regardless of what causes their damage. It's important to be reasonably hydrated. However, the old adage that one is to drink 8 glasses or cups of water a day is probably not accurate. There's really no evidence that drinking more water is going to help IgA nephropathy or any kidney disease. On the other hand, dehydration is not good either. It is important to try to drink a reasonable amount of fluid per day. But be careful what kind of fluid you're drinking. Remember that in a lot of beverages, there are many calories and there may be sodium in there as well. So look at the back of the package or look at the back of the bottle and see what you're really drinking.
If I am transplanted, can IgA nephropathy come back and destroy that transplanted kidney?
Unfortunately, IgA may deposit in a fresh, brand new transplant. The disease was first described in 1968 by a French physician by the name of Berger, and he noticed even in that era that in transplanted kidneys, IgA, the molecule, could be again deposited in the kidney. Most happily, however, the vast majority of people with IgA nephropathy, even if there is IgA deposited in their kidney, don't seem to get the disease, the actual disease, back in their transplanted kidney. And that's really an important observation. Recurrence rates of IgA in newly transplanted kidneys are mercifully small. If you need a kidney transplant, recurrence of IgA nephropathy should not be high on your worry list.
Are there possible cures or things to do to limit the effects of IgA nephropathy?
Well, that's a wonderful question. And Mother Nature has allowed many individuals with this disease to be cured on their own. So that, in fact, about a third of individuals may have one bout of IgA nephropathy and the disease goes away. It's really intriguing. Tremendous amount of blood in the urine, tea or Coca-Cola-like urine. The disease process seems to run its course and then go away. By go away, I mean that on microscopic evaluation of the urine, no blood is observed. These people do remarkably well with no evidence of long-term kidney disease and no evidence of high blood pressure. However, it's very hard with our current therapy to actually cure IgA nephropathy that is ongoing. The best we can do is modify the course of the disease by use of antihypertensive drugs that help preserve renal function, and also, in some cases, by using immunosuppressive drugs.
I really appreciate you taking time. I know you're really busy, and it was just great to have someone to talk to. Thanks, Dr. Falk.
Thank you so much for being here with us today. Take care.